on campus
and online.
This is URN.
Earlier this morning, the St. Louis County Grand Jury ruled that the policeman Darren Wilson is not guilty of murder after shooting unarmed 18-year-old Michael Brown. The protests, which have been going on for days already, erupted last night after the verdict. The violence has seen businesses burning, police cars melting, and around 150 shots fired by the protesters. UK security services will get new powers as terrorism laws change. The terror threat level in Britain was raised from substantial to severe earlier this year in response to conflicts in Iraq and Syria. It has just been announced by contractors that Nottingham's City Tram network will be delayed for another 6 months. The line's extension from Chilwell to Clifton was due to be up and running before this December, but will now not be open until mid-2015. The University of Nottingham is one of 10 institutions in the UK to have received the most funding from the research councils. This is a particular achievement, as this year has seen a 22% drop in funding allocated by research councils overall. Argentina has expressed discontent to the BBC over its handling of complaints about a Top Gear special filmed in the country. A car that the Top Gear team used had a registration plate that some suggested could refer to the Falklands conflict. The BBC and Clarkson maintain that the plate was a coincidence. Australia batman Phil Hughes is in a critical condition after being hit by a ball at the Sydney Cricket Ground. The Australian left-hander collapsed after a delivery from the New South Wales bowler Sean Abbott struck him on the head, missing his helmet. The weather today sees freezing fog slowly clear to sunny conditions before cloud increases from the south. Things should stay dry with light winds. That's all for the news that matters to you on URN. The time is now 29 minutes to 12.